This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the announcement from Israel that four more hostages taken on October 7th are now known to be dead.
The Israeli military is confirming the deaths of four men taken from their kibbutzes during the October 7th attack. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari says four families got the grim news.
Their loved ones were killed a few months ago during Hamas captivity in Gaza, and their bodies are still being held by Hamas.
Three of the men were in their 80s. They had been shown in December in a Hamas video begging for their lives. The fourth, a 51-year-old British Israeli citizen. Hagari says there are dozens more waiting for rescue.
We will keep on doing everything we need for their freedom.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, wounded Palestinians were evacuated by ambulance from an area of Rafah on Monday as Israeli forces pressed on with the offensive in the south of Gaza. The man at the scene and tell Sultan said people were lying on the ground and the blood was flowing from their legs. Displaying his own wounds, a boy said that Israeli tank shell had wounded three people. The wounded were brought to a field hospital run by the International Red Cross in Rafah. Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip has killed more than 36,000 Palestinians and wounded nearly 83,000 since October 7th. That's according to the Palestinian Enclave's Health Ministry on Monday. 40 Palestinians have been killed and 150 wounded in the past 24 hours, again, according to the ministry statement. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sonny reports Vice President Kamala Harris is attending a peace summit for Ukraine.
Vice President Harris will represent the U.S. at a Swiss-organized global peace summit for Ukraine this month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 100 nations will attend the summit in Lucerne.
First, very strong step on the way to peace.
President Biden's due at a Los Angeles campaign fundraiser the same day, hosted by George Clooney and Julia Roberts. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says no matter who represents the U.S.,
there can be no question that Ukraine has no stronger backer than the United States.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that the leader of the Senate Intelligence Committee and says the U.S. may be less prepared for the threat of foreign disinformation ahead of this year's election than it was 4 years ago.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia says powerful new AI programs that make it easier than ever to generate deep fake audio and video can fool voters. Domestic groups are now also using disinformation tactics normally seen from Russia and China. Tech platforms have largely moved away from aggressive policies prohibiting election misinformation. Last year, YouTube, owned by Google, reversed its policy prohibiting debunked election claims and now allows videos that argue that the 2020 election was the result of widespread fraud, even though there has been no credible evidence supporting that claim. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
India has begun counting more than 640 million votes in the world's largest Democratic exercise. Count Tuesday was widely expected to return Prime Minister Narendra Modi to a third term after a decade in power. The six-week election was seen as a referendum on Modi. If he wins, it will only be the second time an Indian leader has retained power for a third term. Exit polls have projected a comfortable win for Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party and its allies over a broad opposition alliance. China says that a spacecraft carrying rock and soil samples from the far side of the moon has lifted off from the lunar surface to start its journey back to Earth. The sender of the Chang'e 6 probe lifted off Tuesday morning, Beijing time, and entered a preset orbit around the moon. That's according to the China National Space Administration. Chang'e 6 probe was launched last month, and its lander touched down on the far side of the moon on Sunday. The container with the samples will be transferred to a reentry capsule that is due to return to Earth about June 25th. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.